council meeting. The next item is item 3.2, internet speed test, and I would ask Richard Lane to come forward.
Morning.
Morning.
Councillors. So just an opportunity to publicise the internet performance test that we have running in collaboration with the municipality of the District of Lunenburg and the District of Chester. So the purpose behind the internet performance test is to get an accurate picture of internet speeds to the very granular level. So this will actually give us real life results on an individual down to business or household level. And that's not information that we've been able to get before, certainly not on the scale that we're gathering information. The test is licensed under the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, CIRA, and as such it forms part, or it can be combined with other areas of the province and elsewhere in Canada as well, and it will form a very wide picture of real life tests, the speeds that people are actually getting. Previously to that, we've based our information on information that we've got from internet service providers. So for example, the federal Connect to Innovate program had an eligibility map which was formed of hexagons which covered our area, and based on the information that they had, those areas were either eligible or ineligible for application for funding. Now, there were areas that we know for a fact, albeit anecdotally, that should have been eligible for funding, but because of the hexagons on the map, they were actually deemed ineligible for funding. And that's because the internet service providers don't give the level of reporting that this test can do. Okay, so whereas an internet service provider might say that they can deliver 5 megabit per second download speeds, if our CIRA testing over the period of time that the test runs shows that on average people are getting 1 megabit per second, then that is a much more accurate result, and it allows us to then sort of base any applications for funding and identifying areas of holes in service across the county and the wider region that we then need to look at. So everyone in Queen's County should have received a flyer in the mailbox. There were just shy of 7,000 copies of that went out. And I also have a stack of postcards. I've got some at the back of the room here. And if you would be willing, I'll distribute them amongst councillors and anybody in the public who can help distribute this information. The aim of the test is to have, ideally, every single household in the county do the test more than one time, okay? The reason for more than one time, and this is a really important point, is that internet speed varies over the course of a day and over the course of the week, okay? So what might appear to be a good connection at 12 noon on a Tuesday, suddenly at 7 p.m. on a Saturday, it's hopeless, right? The other reason that we picked the test period as we did is that it spans summer school holidays and schools going back to kids going back to school. So the test kicked off in the first couple of weeks of August, and the initial phase runs until the end of September, or 28th of September. So, you know, we'll be able to see the pattern of internet availability as the schools come and go. So that's a really important point. You don't go to the website and do the test one time. You can do it as many times as you like, but ideally do it over the course of different times of day, different days of the week. Okay. So that's fairly much that. I'm going to attempt to show you the test live on air. What could possibly go wrong? As they say, never work with kids and animals and the internet. So I'll just wait for that. Did everyone get this through the mail?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, that's good, because sometimes you deliver thousands of copies to the post office and sort of live in hope that they actually get to where they're going.
Richard?
Yes, sir.
While we're waiting for that to heat up, I did the test, but there's no confirmation at the end that it's gone through?
I'll show you what it looks like when it has gone through. Yeah, there's a couple of little quirks, which is really why I wanted to actually show you the test in process.
Yeah.
And then if you get questions from constituents and so on, you'll be able to, you know, have knowledge of what it potentially should look like. So what it should look like. So first of all, I'm going to be using the Google Chrome browser, which is the browser that is recommended for this test. It will work with other browsers, but Google Chrome is an open source platform, and it's really the one that is most applicable for this sort of use. So, when you open a Google Chrome browser, we're going to go to, and the web address for this is at the bottom of the postcards, and it's also on the flyers at the bottom, but it is performance.cera.ca/South Shore. And the reason that the South Shore is that we have a license from CERA to deliver on this landing page. So this is what the test page looks like. You can tell that you're on the right place because we've got the municipal logos. iValley is the consulting company, not-for-profit, that we engage to analyze the data and collect the data on our behalf. So you don't have to do anything with any of these boxes. All that you need to do, can you see the cursor? My cursor moving here. All you need to do is hit the start button. Okay. Now when you do, it's going to open up a box on top. Now, luckily in this case, it's positioned the pin in the right place. So this orange pin may or may not show up in your correct location. In this case, it is. It's spot on. It's right in, right at the right side of the building. But when you do it, you may find that that pin isn't in the right location, and you have to drag it to your individual location. And it's reasonably important that you do that because the whole purpose of this test is to identify internet speeds at a particular location. So if you just do this and leave the pin where it was, it might be given inaccurate data. Now, obviously, laws of averages and so on means that, generally speaking, we should have fairly accurate data. The other thing to point out, when you open Google Chrome, you may get prompted to say Google Chrome would like to know your location, and you have the option of allowing it or blocking it. There's really no problem with saying allow. It just allows the system to geolocate you more accurately. Okay. Depending on how you've got your system set up, you may or may not see that box. I think the biggest challenge for people with this system is this geolocation thing. And it's just impossible to make it more accurate. It's based on the location that your internet service provider thinks you're at, right, based on your IP address. It may be accurate, it may not be. The other thing is that your IP address can change over time, so one time you go to the page, it might have it accurately. Next time you go, it might be inaccurate. Okay. Now, if it is accurate and you want to speed things up a little, there is a box down here which says I'm happy with my information, don't ask me again. Okay, so you can put a check in that and it should remember your location, so the next time you come back to it, it doesn't throw you off to the other side of Granite Village. When you hit OK, that box is going to disappear and the test is going to start. How can we tell the test has started? The only way is by that box
has gone gray and it says testing. Eventually, this box starts moving and it will eventually give a result there. And then this box will start moving. Give a result. That's the test done. Okay, that's it. We've got results for upload speed and download speed. The other stuff you can fairly much ignore. So as you can see, we're not exactly endowed with blistering internet speed at the region offices here. The other thing that's on this page though is that when you finish the result, you can start to look at the map and see where we are. So I'm going to just zoom out, which just puts this into context for the county and the whole area. So this is the pattern at the moment. So at the moment we have 7,850 individual data points, which is fantastic. We're looking for more than that, but you know, we've got a ways to go until September 28th. So we do still have a few holes, as you can see. Pleasant Field, we have no tests run. Whiteburn Mines, there's a few houses back here, there's not many. I'm not really expecting too many results from the Rossy Knoll District management area. Or in fact from the National Park. But there are a couple of holes. New Grafton, we have no tests run. Mullion North, and there's a couple down here. Danesville could really do with some test results. Wentworth Lake, I'm not sure if there are how many households there are in there. But once you've got the results, you can actually hover over and see what the average download speed was and the number of test results, data points from that geographic area. And then it's color-coded, so the worse the internet speed is, the more red it is, the better it is, the more blue it is. And you can start to see the pattern where along the coast, the internet service isn't really too bad. As soon as you move inland, it's poor. And we know this anecdotally, but now we can actually, we've got proof, we've got evidence of that. So once we finish the data, it's not only measuring upload speed and download speed. There's a whole bunch of other criteria that it's measuring in the background. And once iValley analyzed the results after September 28th, we'll have a much fuller picture of what the internet test performance test has resulted in. But certainly for the time being, what we need is just to populate as many data points on this map as possible. And we just need to keep getting the word out there.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
When you started, you mentioned something about, what was it called, hexagon?
Yes.
Hexagon, what does that mean?
Oh, these were just areas.
On the map?
They were areas that were overlaid on a map of Nova Scotia.
Okay.
That basically said, has this area got above or below 5 megabits per second? Okay, and if it was above, then under CTI, it wasn't eligible for funding.
Okay. Another suggestion, or a suggestion, is it's good to have you stand up there and explain, as simple as it may be, but a lot of people don't understand that.
Absolutely.
They get overwhelmed. Then the people you want to hear from probably are, you know, you want to get all the information.
Yep.
You may have thought of this, but if you didn't, is it possible to do a little YouTube video of this?
We did actually do one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's possibly not broadcast quality, just at
the
moment.
Well, then
we'll maybe redo it. But yes,
but
we
I
did
think
of that.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah. We'll improve our delivery.
Councillor
Fairley? I'm looking at the map, Richard, and there's a blue section up in the higher, and that looks fairly inland. Where is that? Way up. See all the blue? The Lunenburg County? No, in Lunenburg.
Oh, in Lunenburg,
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep going.
It's hard to say. I don't know that area terribly well.
It's down Gold River, isn't it? Down the Gold River.
Oh, yeah, there's Gold.
Yeah.
Beach over there.
So that's really not.
And presumably, they have, you know, 119 megabits per second would really indicate that there is some kind of fiber service in that area.
And that's two test runs, so it's only two people. So it might be two commercial businesses.
Oh,
it could be that. The other thing, it could be, at the moment, we're not differentiating between types of technology that were used to run the test. So it's possible that that area has a really good turbo hub connection.
Okay.
So with a turbo hub using the cell data network, you can get some pretty impressive speeds.
Right.
It's
just the only blue in the middle of the county. So
yeah.
I was just wondering what the difference was. Second question is, you know, I got the thing in the mail and I didn't do it because I live in town.
Oh,
but that's important.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
To
you know, even though we know, you know, some parts of Liverpool have got a fibre service.
Yeah.
What's interesting is when we zoom in to Liverpool, it's not blue. We've got an average speed of 30, which isn't blistering. You know, so this is only reporting on communities. What we can do is we can drill down, as I said, much more granular than that, so we can go down to individual test results. And so what this is an average. So, you know, this building is in Liverpool. We're getting a test result of 3. So the average is obviously being brought down because some people in Liverpool have a reasonable connection, others not.
So you need more everyone to kind of...
Really, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody as often as possible.
Richard, when you mentioned about that first screen, I know when mine came up, I had some kind of postal code somewhere in Alberta, I think, or something. The postal code seemed to be off a little bit.
Right. So.
We can't necessarily. I'm just saying that we can't necessarily trust postal codes. So.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things in here. So. When I opened this up, this was pre-populated with the correct postal code in this box, so I didn't mess with it, and I'm not recommending that users enter the postal code in there unless it's obviously wrong. Okay. So clicking this little button here sort of bypasses that system, and it brings up that same box. So you can revisit it, and you can do it manually, but wherever possible, it's better to let the system populate it if it can. But yeah, if you're getting a result that is obviously way out, then, you know, rather than trying to drag your PIN all the way from Alberta, you might
be... My PIN was only down around Malaga somewhere, but...
Right,
but
the postcode was way off, yeah.
Somewhere inside of the space.
Huh.
See, when I look at that, I say, okay, well, what you said is just very very easy because you go up and you press a start. Well, if I didn't know that, I'd be going down trying to fill in all the blanks.
Exactly,
so.
Which is really why I wanted to take the opportunity to do it. And I think something like a YouTube video showing what it should look like is a great idea, yeah.
Because most people are going to try to fill in. They're not going to press the start.
That's right. I mean, really, if we were the design of this page isn't ours, it comes from Sierra, and really that, you know, the whole sort of start button and testing really should be much more obvious, I think, yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Richard.
You're welcome.
Interesting presentation, and certainly the more citizens we can encourage to complete the test, the better we'll be. We'll move on to 4.0, tabling of petitions. We have no petitions to table today. Are there any petitions to table? Second call for petitions, third and final call for petitions. There are no petitions today. 5.0, public question comment session. I would ask that any member of the gallery who would like to speak would state their name, their address, and limit their comments or questions to 5 minutes or less, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Leon Robinson, College Street, Liverpool. Very good presentation you had earlier. Also, the presentation with respect to the internet, the Prince County Transit. There's a couple things that I noticed when you were looking
6-month trial. It will not be the annual expense, but those figures are best answered by the Transit Society, so we'll leave that to them.
Okay. The only other comment further to that, now if we can get some assistance with the department seniors, or we can keep our seniors in the area instead of going to Bridgewood and beyond, then we'll have people that will be able to remember people that will be able to use the system. So, Mr. Mayor, keep that in mind if you would. The other thing, one other item here, is the if we could have in the future a future meeting and update perhaps on the water and sewer project, perhaps maybe the engineer, the director, would be able to come in and give us an update. Looks like things are moving along quite well in both areas, but an update will be.
We're expecting one in September.
Okay, and one final thing is the weekend, as we know, it's a very busy weekend car show here, and the Axel contest and what have you down there at the park. Just one comment on that, and I mentioned before, if we have a gazebo or something down there, maybe that park could be utilized a lot more. It's nice to see a lot of people there, but it's only a few times in the summer. Now, I noticed you listening to the broadcasts on the radio, particularly from the Bridgewater area and so on, every day on there, they're mentioning about something going on at the waterfront in Chester or along the riverbank in Bridgewater, where it could be playing with bears or having a movie or something like that. Perhaps maybe the Recreation Department could take a further look there, or perhaps maybe look at it to utilize that park more. It's a beautiful park, and it's a great deal of work. Thank you.
It is a wonderful park, and we'd like to utilize it to the maximum that we're able.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
David Hoskins, 160 Church Street. I just discovered something here and I had never paid attention to it before. We've got a nice wheelchair accessible place to come in, but we don't have a washroom to use.
Yep, you're correct.
So could that be looked at more than it has been?
We'll certainly revisit that issue.
Because some people are handicapped.
That's true. Thank you, David.
Appreciate it.
So that covers the gallery today. Thank you very much. We will move on to 6.0, approval of minutes. 6.1, regular council minutes of August the 14th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councillor Fisk, seconded by Councillor Muse. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. 6.2. West House hearing minutes, August 14th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes as circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Councillor Frelick, seconded by Councillor Muse. Any discussion on that? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Under 7.1, we have 30 Hicks Road, White Point, Queens County, Nova Scotia. I would ask our bylaw officer, Kellyanne Hurley, to come forward, if she would.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Who would like to take the lead on this one on the recommendation? Councilor News?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality declare the property located at 30 Hicks Road, White Point, Queens County, Nova Scotia, and identified as PID number 7005-0208 as dangerous and unsightly as defined in the Municipal Government Act of Nova Scotia, and that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality cause an order to be served upon the owner of the property located at 30 Hicks Road, White Point, Queens County, Nova Scotia, requiring that within 30 days of the date of the service of the order, the following work be carried out. Good with that part. And number one, the full demolition of the dwelling and the two outer buildings and property will level accordingly. Number two, demolition materials to be delivered to the Region of Queens Municipal how the landfill and full cleanup of property exterior, including household garbage, plastics, metals, appliances, construction and demolition materials, tires, and other miscellaneous items. And that if the owner fails to comply with the order, the administrator may cause the requirements of the order to be carried out and all expenses occurred on the region of Queens Municipality become the responsibility of the owner.
Seconder to that, Councilor Clancy. Kelly Ann, would you like to brief us on this?
30 Hicks Road, White Point, Queens County, Nova Scotia. PID number 7005-0208. Assessed owner, Valerie Wombolt. This property is noted as a standard parcel of land. The building was a single-family, single-story, wooden-framed structure constructed many years ago. The dwelling has been vacant for at least 1.5 years, as shown by the photos. There has been no maintenance for some time. The main structure has suffered what appears to be structural damage to the roof and interiors, allowing nuisance wildlife to enter through the many openings and making the dwelling uninhabitable at this time. There is no electricity as the power meter has been removed. There is a secure water well and septic on the property, and there's nothing unusual to report with these two items. As shown in the photographs, the dwelling exterior is in very poor condition and is in danger of falling in. The main entrance door can no longer be secured due to deterioration of wood sills, and the framing has become warped. There are two accessory buildings on the property that also pose as a hazard due to what appears to be of poor structural condition. This property has been on my roster on several occasions in the past, and with some compliance to my directives, including a previous order several years ago by the Region of Queens Council. And as of recent, a formal order to comply was issued to Valerie Wombolt on April 19th with a list of 6 items to complete, one being the demolition. Only one item on the list of directives was completed, and that deadline was July 30th of 2018. Many meetings with the property owner revealed that she is not in a position to remedy the condition at this time, and unfortunately is not here today to represent the property. I have a very strong concern about the current state of this property and the potential safety aspects. A fire situation could occur, not to mention the stated risk to safety of those who have chosen to explore the property. They may very well find danger as well, and the property does pose a threat to public safety. I recommend a remedy to level the property, or to level the dwelling, and to demolish the dwelling and level the property accordingly.
Thank you, Kelly. Any questions or comments of councilors? Deputy Mayor McLeod.
I am in constant contact. Okay. Unfortunately, she's unable to remedy the condition.
Okay, so is she able to demolish it?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. So then that goes on the books of the region?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
For question.
All those in favor of the motion?
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks.
We have nothing today under 8.0 economic development, nothing under 9.0 corporate services, nothing under engineering and works 10.0, nothing under finance 11.0, nothing under 12.0 recreation and community facilities, nothing under 13.0 planning, nothing under 14.0 reports. Brings us to 15.0 in camera, a motion to go in